A tarantella for guitar. Sharon has been the guitarist here on KPR. That was by Mario Castelnuovo Tedesco. Good morning. I am Destiny. I hope you are all doing really well this morning. We're going to hear from the big guitar. That's what I used to call a harp as a kid. I know. Pretty dorky. The big guitar will be coming up in a little bit, and also a bassoon concerto. It's an hour of instruments we don't often get to hear from. We always hear from strings and piano, but, you know, a shout out to our other instruments. And a shout out to you, our dearest listeners. It's Thursday. It's about 48 degrees here in Lawrence, and, you know, the weekend is upon us. So, let's listen to a lovely suite for harp. This is by Hovhannes, and the harpist slash large guitarist, I'm kidding, is Yolanda Condonassis. It's really lovely. It's about 15 minutes, and, well, enjoy it with me on KPR. Hovhannes Suite for Harp here on KPR, Yolanda Condonassis on harp. Some soothing harp music for the morning, and I've got a morning of interesting instruments this hour. The bassoon is coming up next hour, though. I have a special request. Last week, when we were talking with the Lawrence Community Orchestra, I played the waltz from Tchaikovsky's Serenade for Strings, and then some of you wrote in and said, please, please, please play the whole thing. So that is happening next hour. And tango is back on Thursday. That's right. I used to do tango Thursdays at night when I hosted the evening shows. So we'll hear a little tango opening next hour. I am Destiny. Glad you're here with me. You're about to listen to more music. First, I'd like to thank some of our great sponsors that keep all this music on the air. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lawrence Opera Theater presenting A Night on Broadway, an evening of Broadway hits, hidden gems, and opera classics for their annual fundraiser, Saturday, February 28th, 7:30 at Maselli's in Lawrence. Tickets at lawrenceopera.org. And also, you can join us for the 780 Songwriters Circle, presented by the Lawrence Public Library and KPR, hosted by Chris Mola, featuring local artists Colin Halliburton, Susanna Joannis, and Jeff Stoles. Free at the Lawrence Public Library, March 11th at 6 p.m. Up next, I have a bassoon concerto by Hummel for you, and I love the bassoon. It's just so bouncy and fun sounding, and I know a lot of you recognize there's always this familiar bassoon. I'm not even going to sing it. I don't have to sing it, but da-da-da-dun-da-dun-da-dun-da-da-da. Okay, I sang it. That's not this. This is an actual bassoon concerto where the bassoon is featured in all of its glory. So let's enjoy it together right now. Claudio Gonella is the bassoonist, and we've got the Italian Orchestra, International Italian Orchestra, now on Kansas Public Radio. The International Italian Orchestra playing Hummel's Bassoon Concerto in F with bassoonist Claudio Gonella here on Kansas Public Radio. I am Destiny. I hope you enjoyed listening to the bassoon. I have a tarantella coming up by the trombone. Yes, kind of in that same low register. So we opened with the tarantella, and then I thought I would close with one. Next hour, a reminder, Tchaikovsky's Serenade for Strings, which is beautiful, and I'll even be opening the hour with some tango. So let's listen to Rossini's tarantella now, a famous one. Perhaps you recognize it. Joseph Alessi on trombone here on KPR.
Thank you.
The Extension Ensemble Brass Quintet, Joseph Alessi on trombone, playing Rossini's Tarantella Napolitana here on KPR. I bet they're called the Extension Ensemble because they have extensions on their instruments. Ha ha. Oh, they must have a good sense of humor. Let's see here. Next hour, I am opening with some tango. It's Thursday, and I haven't done a Tango Thursday in quite a while. And also the 11 a.m. hour, some live violin and cello music. You're listening to KPR.
Hey, it's Daryl Brogdon, host of the Retro Cocktail Hour. The show is 30 years old, and we're going to celebrate with a big weekend, February 27th and 28th. Come join us for live music, a banger of a cocktail party, and more right here in Lawrence, Kansas. We've got concerts by Exotica Cocktail and all the way from L.A., the band called Nutty. Some events are already sold out, so get your tickets now. Just go to kansaspublicradio.org.
You are listening to Kansas Public Radio. We're live, we're local, from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City, 89.7 Emporia, 99.5 Manhattan, and 90.3 Chanute, 89.9 Atchison. That's KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. You can also listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org, or you can tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Baby J's Legacy of Hope, serving Lawrence and the surrounding areas, providing financial and emotional support to families that are navigating a pediatric cancer diagnosis. Details at babyjslegacy.org. Up next, tango after NPR News. Don't go anywhere. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva Coleman. President Trump is presiding over the first meeting of what he's calling his Board of Peace. He says the U.S. will contribute $10 billion to rebuild Gaza, and other countries will contribute $7 billion. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has more.
Representatives of more than 40 countries gathered at the U.S. Institute of Peace, a building that now bears Trump's name. He credits his Secretary of State for taking over the building, and he praised all the leaders who came here.
This is the most prestigious board ever put together. You know, I've seen some great corporate boards. I've seen some great boards, period. It's peanuts compared to this board.
Some of Trump's closest allies, including the leaders of Hungary and Argentina, were there, as was the head of the World Soccer Federation, FIFA. Several Western European allies who did not join the Board of Peace sent diplomats to serve as observers. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
After he meets with the board, President Trump is leaving for Georgia. He's expected to visit the congressional district once represented by Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene. She broke with Trump over the slow release of the Epstein files. The U.S. military appears to be sending even more ships and top-of-the-line warplanes to the Mideast. NPR's Greg Myrie reports this comes as the U.S. and Iran are still discussing a possible nuclear deal.
The Pentagon isn't talking about the U.S. military buildup, but flight tracking groups on social media say the U.S. is moving around 50 more fighter jets to countries near Iran. And President Trump has confirmed a second aircraft carrier is on the way. He says he favors a nuclear deal with Iran, which would necessitate more negotiations. Yet he's also voiced support for regime change in that country, which would likely require a major U.S. military operation. Iran says it's prepared to retaliate if attacked by the U.S. or Israel. Greg Myrie, NPR News, Washington.
Britain's King Charles says he is deeply concerned over the arrest this morning of his brother, the former Prince Andrew. King Charles says the law must take its course and that he is calling for a full, fair, and proper process. Andrew was formerly a British trade envoy. NPR's Lauren Frere explains the arrest is linked to alleged misconduct in office involving late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein.
New evidence in the latest batch of files released by the U.S. Justice Department. We've long known that Andrew was good friends with Epstein. He admits that. He settled a lawsuit with one of Epstein's underage victims. He has said he strenuously denies any wrongdoing, though. And now he's been arrested in response to evidence allegedly found in those latest documents showing that he allegedly passed secret government information.
NPR's Lauren Frayer reporting from London. Stocks are lower on Wall Street at this hour. The Dow Jones Industrials are down 177 points at 49,485. The Nasdaq is down about 40. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from the Cy Sims Foundation. Since 1985, supporting advances in science, education, and the arts towards a fair, more just, and civil society. More information is available at cysimsfoundation.org. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio. Leroy Anderson's Blue Tango to open our 10 a.m. hour together here on this Thursday. Tango Thursday. What do you think? Should Tango Thursday make a comeback? This is Kansas Public Radio. I am Destiny. That was Leonard Slatkin with the BBC Concert Orchestra. I've got the Tchaikovsky Serenade for Strings coming up at about 10:20. Speaking of the BBC, I think we should listen to Blue Hills Rhapsody by the British-born composer Ronald Hanmer. He's got this beautiful, beautiful thing to listen to. And actually, this recording that I have, he, the composer, is conducting the orchestra as well. So I think it should be a really interesting listen. Let's listen. He's with the Queensland Symphony in this recording. It's the Blue Hills Rhapsody right now on KPR. The Blue Hills Rhapsody here on Kansas Public Radio, Ronald Hanmer and the Queensland Symphony Orchestra. Such a pretty ending there. This is Kansas Public Radio. We are 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia, and I've got your favorite Tchaikovsky Serenade for Strings coming up. I'm going to thank a couple of our great supporters here on Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music comes from Eagle's Rest, a furniture store in downtown Lawrence featuring Copeland natural hardwood furniture for the entire home, hand-built in Vermont from American cherry, walnut, or oak, at eaglesrestnaturalhome.com. And KU's Spencer Museum of Art, screening two documentaries about artist Jimmy Sutomu Mirkatani at Liberty Hall on February 20th at 7 p.m. Exhibition and event information available at spencerart.ku.edu. As promised, Tchaikovsky's Serenade for Strings right now on KPR. I've got this recording of Leonard Bernstein with the New York Philharmonic. Enjoy. Such great music. Tchaikovsky's Serenade for Strings here on KPR. That was Leonard Bernstein with the New York Philharmonic. Wow. Epic. All right. Well, I'm going to be heading over to the live performance studio. We have musicians from the Topeka Symphony playing some violin and cello music for you. It's going to be lovely indeed. And it's always nice to have people from the community. Speaking of the community, this month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Baby J's Legacy of Hope in Lawrence, founded by parents with lived experience, working alongside families during and after a child's cancer treatment, offering financial and emotional assistance. More at babyjslegacy.org. Well, I thought before the hour would end, we needed a little encore after that of Tchaikovsky. So I have a very cute thing titled Bluebird. Very short, but cute on KPR. Bluebird from Tchaikovsky's Sleeping Beauty, my new favorite short little encore. Ah, let me tell you about Classics Live. It appears that it is Thursday, which means it's tonight at 7. This week's Classics Live has Washburn University Music Department's Director of Keyboard Studies, Lucy Tan, a KPR favorite. Join Dr. Tan for Beethoven's mysterious 30th Piano Sonata plus Schumann's Kreisleriana. the warm and vivid playing of a master pianist, Lucy Tan, tonight at 7 on Classics Live, only on KPR. It is about 55 degrees today, not as warm as yesterday, but at least the sun is still shining, and it doesn't look as breezy out there as yesterday, too, which I can appreciate. Hopefully you can, too. Ooh, it just went up to 56. We gained an entire degree. That's so exciting. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio.
I'm Daryl Brogdon from the Retro Cocktail Hour. As you probably heard, the show is turning 30 years old. So we're having a party here in Lawrence, Kansas, February 27th and 28th. I hope you'll hang with us all weekend for live music and more, featuring concerts by Lawrence's Exotica Cocktail. And in from Los Angeles, the band known as Nutty. Some events have already sold out, so better get your tickets now. Just go to kansaspublicradio.org.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. You can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Public radio listeners are engaged, curious, and community-minded. Your business can unleash the potential of our listeners by sponsoring Kansas Public Radio. Learn how at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org. And you could also consider becoming a sustaining member if you're not one. I say it's one club that is really fun to be part of. All of that information is at kansaspublicradio.org. Next hour, live music in our live performance studio. I'm very excited. Don't go anywhere. NPR News up next, and then more music on KPR.
Live from NPR News, I'm continues to stand by the president. U.S. stocks are trading lower this hour. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down 331 points, more than 0.5%. From Washington, this is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive. Progressive Commercial Insurance protects small businesses from retailers to tradespeople. Progressive covers a variety of business needs with a range of coverages. More at ProgressiveCommercial.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio.
Music from Handel's Water Music Suite Number 1 here on KPR. That was John Elliott Gardner and the English Baroque Soloists. I'm Destiny back over in Studio A. I hope you enjoyed the live performance this morning from the Topeka Symphony. Don't miss their concert Saturday, 7:30 p.m. Looks like in the noon hour, Jeff has got a piano fantasia by Fauré, one they say is notoriously difficult to play, and, ooh, Debussy's Sonata for Cello. You can actually hear that at a concert I'm giving. Not this Sunday, but next. Not on the cello, though. Someone else is playing the cello. I play the violin, and I digress. Keep listening to Kansas Public Radio, where we have lots of great music, and if it's not worth the time or effort to sell your old car or truck or motorcycle, we've got a great KPR vehicle donation program. We'll gladly take it off your hands, and we turn it into the programs that you enjoy here every day. Donate your vehicle online at kansaspublicradio.org. It's sunny outside in the upper 50s. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio. Well, we were supposed to hear something lovely there about the Retro Cocktail Hour, but I guess we didn't. So I will just tell you that February 27th and 28th, it is the celebration weekend. You cannot miss it. It is going to be so, so fun. You can find out all the information about it on kansaspublicradio.org. It's turning 30, hosted by Daryl Brogdon. I can't believe it. My, how the time does fly. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. You can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news on KPR comes from Love Garden Sounds. Buying and selling compact discs, vinyl records, stereo equipment, and more at 822 Mass Street in Lawrence. More at lovegardensounds.com. Like I said, we are in the upper 50s. It is sunny and beautiful outside. NPR News is up next, and then Jeff Watson is in with more music for you here on Kansas Public Radio.
Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi.